British Columbian officials are expediting expansion plans of the Red Chris mine due to the Trump administration's recent tariffs. Currently, the open pit mine extracts 11 million tons of ore per year, and they are expected to expand that to 15 million tons per year if they open an underground mine. And there's three tailings dams near the mine to store the rock waste that will continue in perpetuity. Guy Archibald is the executive director of the Southeast Indigenous Transboundary Commission.
It seems like that they expedited these mines prior, you know, to these tariffs being put on there. You know, they need these mines online to help pay back the public debt that went into building the Northwest Transmission Line.
The Northwest Transmission Line provides power to Northwest British Columbia. A report by the Skeena Wild Conservation Trust states that ore extraction of the mine is expected to halt in 13 years, but Archibald says expanding could extend the operation.
That mine is never going to close down. It's just going to keep going. And they're going to keep asking for more permits and more extensions, you know, as long as they can. And it's not just this one-off little, you know, decade and a half thing. You know, that dam is going to get larger as we go.
Esther Altsine Reese is the president of SEITC and tribal administrator of the federally recognized tribe, the Wrangell Cooperative Association.
Any kind of failure would just have a huge risk to downstream human populations, us here in Wrangell. So this is a very critical issue.
The report, which was published last week, says the mine is, quote, releasing significantly more contaminated seepage to the Stikeen River watershed than predicted. Tests at surrounding water bodies found contaminants have seeped into the groundwater since the initial deposition of tailings when the mine began operating. The report states contamination levels have increased in the Yalue and Kluwea lakes. Also in the Trail and Quarry Creeks, which lead to major tributaries of the Stikeen River. And these tributaries, of course, eventually flow into the river. Elevated levels of numerous contaminants, the main ones being selenium and copper, were found in the creeks and lakes, according to the report. The contaminant levels are high enough to impact aquatic life. Reese says downstream tribes will get the ill effects of mining and that they should have a say in how safe the mines are. Adrienne Birchtold is the primary author behind the report. She is the ecologist and mining impacts researcher for the Skeena Wild Conservation Trust. Her team used data from the first 7 years of the mine's operation. Birchtold says the key things they looked at were water and sediment quality. She says the research team also performed their own analysis on that data throughout the 4 years of research, but noticed some missing data.
There were quite a few gaps, even at the time, like when the mine was being, when its environmental assessment was being approved. There were, you know, some issues that we identified that traced all the way back to that initial environmental assessment that still really hadn't been remedied.
Birchtold says site-specific baseline information was not collected, like the climate of the mine site. A major risk her team found were potential impacts to local fish in the area, which could also impact human health.
There are rainbow trout in the lakes immediately surrounding the mine, and people do fish in those lakes, and they rely on those rainbow trout, you know, for sustenance.
Although the heavy metals are impacting the watershed, Birchtold says they're not directly impacting the Stikeen River, which is roughly 90 miles away. Instead, the toxins right now are contaminating the surrounding lakes and creeks that are closer to the mine.
There's really no indication that there's been water contamination of the Stikeen or the Iskut or the Klipan, which are kind of like the Klipan and Iskut are the main tributaries to the Stikeen.
She says she doesn't see risks to the transboundary or wild salmon habitat as of right now, aside from the fact that there could be a catastrophic dam failure. She says it would have to be a really big failure, though, like if there were a massive flood to spread the tailings to the Stikeen River. As for the report, she says she hopes it serves as a cautionary tale on what types of issues can occur at these large-scale mines in terms of BC policy and regulations. She also says that Skeena Wild is concerned with the province's plan to fast-track the mine's expansion.
We've seen so much evidence of issues being overlooked, and you know, I feel that deregulating and kind of pushing through these approvals just risks those types of issues falling by the wayside even more.
Another group who immediately addressed the report in a press release is the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Jill White serves as the government affairs liaison with them.
We have long had concerns for the Red Chris mine, even before we knew that there was potential seepage coming from their tailings storage facility.
She says Tlingit and Haida hope that the report can alleviate the concerns for underregulated mines in British Columbia by creating awareness.
With everything happening right now, you know, with the relationship between Canada and the United States, you know, we want to ensure that our shared resources are protected. This isn't an us versus them. This is us and the communities.
White says that the communities near the Stikine depend on each other as well as sharing the resources the river offers.
The majority of these projects in Northwest British Columbia and even Southeast Alaska to date are gold interests. Gold is not a critical mineral. So what are we willing to risk at the, you know, for the expense of our clean water and our salmon watersheds?
As for the permit to expand the mine, she has concerns on how safe that will also be for downstream and nearby communities.
There's no guarantees that, you know, this method of mining is safer, especially as we see landslides increasing all over this region.
She says for the last decade, they've been doing everything they can to improve mining regulations in the headwaters of salmon-producing rivers. Now, it includes setting up more meetings with elected leaders to have conversations on how everyone can work together. Weitz says it's an important reminder and time to take a hard look at how mining is done in the region. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Czarnecki.